This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Union Cabinet has approved the Digital Agriculture Mission with a total cost of 2,817 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said major decisions have been taken in the Cabinet meeting for improving the lives of farmers and increasing their income. He said the Digital Agriculture Mission is being developed on lines of the structure of digital public infrastructure for agriculture. Cabinet has approved crop science for food and nutritional security at a total cost of 3,979 crore rupees. Government has also decided to strengthen agriculture education, management and social science at a cost of 2,291 crore rupees and sustainable livestock health and production with cost of 1,702 crore rupees. It approves sustainable development of horticulture with the cost of 860 crore rupees. The cabinet has decided to strengthen the Krishi Vigyan Kendra with the cost of 1,202 crore rupees. Major General Jarkin Gamblin was sworn in as the new State Chief Information Commissioner of Arunachal Pradesh today. The oath affirmation was administered by Governor K.T. Parnayak during a ceremony at Rajavan's Darbar Hall in Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu along with other dignitaries attended the event. Gamblin's appointment fills the position previously held by Rinchen Dorji, who retired on August 12. The new Chief Information Commissioner will serve for 3 years or until reaching age 65, whichever comes first. Meanwhile, checking into the social media, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has expressed pride and congratulated Major Gamblin on this significant appointment and lauded his distinguished military career and exemplary service, noting that his leadership and strategic vision will be invaluable in his new role. The Central Bureau of Investigation has filed a charge sheet against three individuals, including the former Deputy Commissioner of West Kaming, Bomdila, in a case related to corruption and misappropriation of public funds. The case registered on March 4, 2021, involves allegations that Jaiswal abused her official position by withdrawing cash from government accounts for personal use. She is accused of directing her subordinates, financial and accounts officer and cashier, to withdraw government funds which were then misappropriated. It is alleged that Jaiswal conspired with the two officials to misuse 28 lakhs by using demand drafts and deposit at call receipts for purchasing properties in the names of her relatives. The CBI's investigation has established evidence of a criminal conspiracy, procedural violations and embezzlement of government funds by the accused. The Hathkarga Mela State Handloom Expo 2024 was inaugurated today at the DK Convention Complex by advisor to the state's Minister of Textile and Handicrafts, Dr. Mohesh Chai. The 14th expo features weavers and artisans from Jammu and Kashmir, Nagaland, Manipur, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. The event aims to showcase and promote traditional handloom crafts and textiles. The Supreme Court has constituted a committee today led by former Punjab and Haryana High Court Judge Justice Nawab Singh to resolve the grievances of farmers protesting at the Sambhu border near Ambala. A bench comprising Justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuiya directed the committee to hold its first meeting within a week and to address the farmers' concerns in a phased manner. It emphasized that the farmers' issue should not be politicized and allowed them to option to relocate their peaceful protest to alternative sites. The decision came while hearing the Haryana government's plea challenging a high court order to remove barricades at the protest site where the farmers have been camping since February 3rd. The Faculty of Life Sciences of Dera Nathung Government College, Itanagar, organized a national seminar on the topic Prospects and Challenges of Bioresource Management in the Eastern Himalayas, India, at the college premises yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Principal of Dera Nathung Government College, Dr. M.Q. Khan, encouraged students to understand the value of bioresources and their sustainable use, stressing the need for teachers, researchers and students to communicate this message to local communities, particularly rural stakeholders. The seminar saw the presentation of 22 research papers by participants from various institutions. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.